Craig Power, CKBW News, speaking with Joe Treggieri,
yes.
Lunenburg resident and owner of Lexicon Books.
Co-owner, yes.
Co-owner,
mm-hmm.
And author.
I am an author indeed, yes.
And exciting time for you, Joe. You've just, you're launching a brand new book. Tell me a little bit about it.
I am. It's a book for teens. It's a young adult book. It's a psych thriller, meaning that it delves into the psychopathy of a serial killer. Who's just starting out, just getting their start in serial killing. And it's a story of a young girl who wakes up at the bottom of a cistern with head trauma and fragmented memory, and she can't remember how she got there. And slowly she realizes that it wasn't an accident, that someone put her there, pushed her there. And through flashbacks and alternating chapters with the point of view of the serial killer, the story builds and you find out what happened and how she's able to rescue herself, hopefully, eventually.
So you're delving deep into the mind
of a serial killer.
Of a serial killer.
And of course, you know, I'm a writer and I'm not a serial killer and I don't know any serial killers, so I had to use my imagination a lot, but I did do a lot of research. I looked at four historical serial killers. I looked at Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein, and Jeffrey Dahmer. I normally love doing research, but that was really difficult to research those people.
I'm sure it's very dark subject matter.
It is, and you know, some people are sort of flabbergasted that this is a book for teens, older teens, I would say, but books are a great way to sort of go to the darkness without danger, you know, and there's a thrill being scared and scaring yourself.
Sure.
That I think a lot of people like, so.
What was your inspiration for this particular book?
What
made you want to write about a topic such as this?
Well, the serial killer kind of popped up unexpectedly. I had this visual image of this girl at the bottom of a well, and then I started asking myself, how did she get there, and how did she get out, and what happened? And I don't remember the exact moment when I thought, oh, maybe instead of just someone with a grudge, maybe it's someone with an actual plan. And it just all came together. I mean, that's what happens with writing sometimes. You know, I actually think it's important for the writer to be surprised, because then the reader will also be surprised. You know, that comes across. I sort of wished that I hadn't had the idea that it'd be a serial killer, because like I said, the research was really terrifying and scary. But I felt a responsibility to get my girl out of there once I sort of put her in there. It's also, you know, to write a book that's very plot driven and exciting and a page turner, you basically have to really throw some really hard stuff at them, right? At your
sure.
characters. You got to put them in impossible situations.
Well, that's the beauty of writing and the imagination.
It is,
you can go anywhere with
it. Yes, yes, yes. So it's an exciting book, I think.
Phenomenal. And your release is coming up when?
The launch is Saturday the 9th at 7 p.m. at Lexicon Books.
Wonderful. And you'll be doing some book signings? And
I'll be doing a reading. I'll be reading the first two chapters. So that's one chapter from the point of view of my heroine and one chapter from the point of view of my anonymous serial killer.
Who is eventually revealed in the book, or do we not give that away?
Maybe.
I'm jumping ahead of myself here.
Probably.
Yeah. So
I think
now,
you have to give him something, you know.
Yeah, now, this is not your first book, is it?
No, this is my fourth book, actually. My first book was middle grade, which is 10 to 14 years old, kind of age group. But since my second book, they've been all teenage books for teens. My best known book was called Ashes, Ashes, and that was a bestseller in Canada and the States, and it did really well for me. And this is sort of, Blood Will Out is sort of on par with Ashes, Ashes. I think it's dark, but there's always humor and hope and you know, a lightness to it. So it's not just, I don't just plunge you into some horrible scenario and don't rescue you.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, so.
I think all readers need rescuing.
Yes.
At a certain point when they delve so dark, so deeply into a certain subject matter.
Yes.
There has to be a way to come out of that. There's the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel.
There has to be a little bit of lightness, yeah, and there is. And the way I actually sort of leaven the darkness in this book is at the heart of it is this incredible friendship between two girls. And I really tried to capture that that those best friends that you have when you're younger, and to how supportive and how they are for each other, and they're also very funny together. So that's sort of the contrast with that, and then the darkness as well.
Fantastic. If we can just take a little step backwards in time.
Yes.
What got you involved in writing to begin with? Oh,
that goes back a very long time. I was a big reader, early reader, loved reading more than anything, and I have a younger sister, and I just decided I liked writing stories for her, so I started writing stories for her when I was about 8, and it was always what I turned to figure out my feelings about things, or, you know, the complicated feelings that you have when you're a kid, and a teenager and a preteen, you know, when the hormones kick in and you're, you know, it's how I made sense of things was by reading and also by writing. But it wasn't until I had my first child that I started really writing seriously and decided I'm going to write a book, which you can only do if you're blissfully naive to some extent, because it's a lot of work to write a book. To write 300, 350 pages of anything is incredibly difficult. So I was blissful and ignorant back then. And the first book I wrote was published, which also doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky, and that kind of set me off. And I love it more than anything. I love writing. It gives me such pleasure, even when it's even when I'm just sitting down day after day in front of my computer and trying to get the words, and they don't always come that easily.
Well, it's an artistic medium, and it's a way of expressing yourself and you know, putting pen to paper, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Whether it's pen on paper, whether it's, you know, on a laptop or a typewriter,
Yeah, it's cathartic. You know, it really, all writing is about what it means to be human. So, you know, not to get too deep here, but. But that means, you know, it's important for the reader, if a reader connects to your characters, they're getting more in touch with their own humanity, and for a writer as well, you're figuring out different emotions and things that you don't necessarily, you know, experiences that you don't necessarily go through. I mean, obviously, I've never been pushed into a well by a serial killer, so I have to, you know, sort of extend my senses and my awareness to try to figure out what that would feel like.
Sure.
Yeah. I did actually trace out in tape on my office floor the diameters of the cistern, and I actually lay down on the floor in a curled up fetal position to see what it would feel like, you know, to be her when she wakes up at the bottom of the well. I just was interested, you know.
So, could this character perhaps be you, or it could be anyone?
Yes, for that matter. Well, I'm trying to make the reader really think that they're with her at the bottom of that well. Yeah, that
and
everything
feel what she's
goes
feeling
through,
and go through what she's
absolutely
going through.
And then, scarily enough, my serial killer, I also really tried to get into their head and see how they felt about things and
that
thought
can be
about
scary.
Things. That was very scary.
Yeah, like you said, the research itself was probably rather unpleasant.
It was very off-putting, I have
because
to say.
Because it's real life stuff.
It is.
It
it's really happening. And right around the time when we were doing final edits was when the Toronto serial killer, when he came to light. And I think there's a universal fear of serial killers because they don't seem human, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, people cannot imagine how someone could do that.
It's that proverbial monster in the community.
Exactly, yeah, right. Yeah. And I bring that up a lot, actually.
I have another question for you.
Yes?
Why Lunenburg?
Ah!
Are you from Lunenburg?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from lots of different places, but I'm British, but I left when I was 4. I'm mostly from Oakland, California, where I spent 20 years. And New York, where I spent 10 years. And we, my now ex-husband and I, and our children came here on vacation and just fell in love with Lunenburg. I am Canadian as well. I spent 10 years in Ottawa.
Wow.
Formative childhood years. So we knew we wanted to live in Canada, but we didn't know where. And we just came to the Maritimes and fell in love with the province and moved here on a whim, in a way.
Wonderful. Yeah. I can totally relate.
Yeah.
And having just moved here myself.
Oh, really? And it's been a great, it's a really creative and beautiful, obviously, you know, the beauty of the visual impact of this place is fantastic. But it's a great place to be a writer because, you know, the pace of life is slow and really, you know, people appreciate the best of life and take it slow. And anyway, I've been more productive here than I've ever been. Wonderful. As far as my writing. So,
well, Joe, good luck to you with the book.
Thank you so much.
Joe, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.